Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? Are presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Sports Junkies, home of the five-star technician. They're online at cropmetcalf.com. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, July 18th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello. Happy Open Line Thursday to you.
Jason Bishop's here as well.
What's up?
I forgot about that. We just don't utilize Open Line Thursday the way we used to.
I think we try to.
It's kind of
up to the listeners.
We used to come in on Thursdays. You think we'd come in unprepared now? We used to come in with nothing and just put our feet up and take calls for 4 hours.
Well, we can do it.
I'm
psyched. I know you guys are watching the Open Championship right now on our new HD TV.
Love it.
800-636-1067 is the number on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines.
I
have to actually open the lines up for them to call us, but we will do that momentarily. Your chance to steer the show. You can talk golf if you want. We're going to talk a lot of golf on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Sands from the Golf Channel is going to join us coming up at 6:20. He's
next
over
break.
There, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll talk to Steve Sands. Shane Bacon is going to join us coming up at 9. He's the host and play-by-play announcer for Fox Sports' golf coverage. So we're going to talk to him a little bit later. Yesterday, right at the end of the show, we had our draft. I had the second pick. I took Rory McIlroy. Walked in. EB said, oh, he's already 5 over. 2 holes in.
Yeah,
Four over on the first.
That's an ominous start for Roars.
Now, I think he'll gather himself. I don't know where he's going to finish, but he'll get it back a little bit. I don't think he's going to shoot 78.
Much worse. Well, you never know.
And he could, but I think he'll get a couple birdies.
You get a quad bogey on one, and then you bogey three. You're pretty much out of the tournament.
Well,
so we'll keep you up to date throughout. Hey, look, Open Line Thursday, we have a celebrity on the line.
Oh, boy.
We do? Oh, I think he's in Vegas.
I wonder how ICPT did yesterday.
Might as well get it going.
Rom.
Jason, first positive day for like a year.
Is that why you're calling?
No. I'm in Vegas. So two quick points, and I'll let you guys go. Now I got to get back to the ROM tables.
Right. The I thought ROM they banned tables. You from these cases. What?
He's probably
I don't use my card, so they don't know who I am. And I'm at a, believe me, the casino I'm at, you've never heard of.
Oh, really?
He's in a number. He's got to be like 18 miles off the strip.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
So first point is I texted EB and Cakes. I got a validation from Valdez. So thank you, Valdez, for the validation for my zing. EB and Cakes, can you guys admit you're a little too proud to give me validation for the solid zing?
I mean, it's
when
a solid
I arrived
zing,
in Vegas.
When did you send
it? It was just stupid.
What is the zing?
It said, it says tram approaching. He looked at it from an angle, and it says ROM approaching.
It's kind of funny.
That's not funny?
Not really.
Ron, listen, I thought it kind of funny. But you probably sent it at 2:30 in the morning. How am I going to respond to that?
If that was Hacktown Mike, would you have laughed?
No, because Mike doesn't try to get cheap laughs from me.
He's not one walking script.
No, he calls in the show about once every 2 years and makes us laugh. You try to make
black
us laugh.
Black guys
every
are funnier
day.
Than white guys anyway.
Yeah, plus, he's funnier than you
right,
naturally.
So this is the real reason I called. Never mind, Hacktown Mike. Jason.
Yeah.
So ICPT has been whoring me.
All right, I'm up.
I just got here at midnight Vegas time, whatever that is your time.
Mm-hmm.
Tumbling the hidden casino I'm at, up a couple G's.
He's drunk.
I got an offer for you. Yes. But I'm trying to report myself.
Right.
And I'm also trying to drag out this call as long as possible, get my name in the first segment. But here's the actual real offer. I don't think you guys know, I quit smoking April 10th.
All right.
6 a.m. in the morning. I got to the, you know, I got to the casino. I actually asked somebody. So I was at a table. Someone was smoking. And I got, I don't know if you're allowed to say that word. Like when you see a beautiful woman, you get porny, like rhymes with porny.
Right.
I don't know
right,
if you're allowed to say
that. You got horny. You could say that.
No, you're allowed to say that.
You're horny for a cig.
It's not X-rated.
Yeah. I get it.
But then, you know what? You know what Ron did? Because my wife, I love him.
All right. I just had to put him on hold. I
he's
didn't
still
hang up
talking.
On him.
Still talking.
It's just, I don't know what to do with
he
that.
Doesn't sound like he's stopped smoking.
He's not.
He doesn't.
So
I find that hard to believe.
The damage has been done
he's
already.
Not that funny.
I know he had
morning.
To stop drinking.
No, he clearly hasn't stopped that.
Right. Anything else?
Okay, bottom line is the amount of money I'm up, I told the guy, please, this is a non-smoking table, which is weird for me, okay? But I saw his cig, and I asked myself, will I get more size for that cig? Or would I get more size in place of that cig at the third base, Jason Bishop was sitting there. And I told myself, you know what? No cigs, healthy, Jason Bishop, silly. So I'm willing.
All right. I don't understand the what is
I don't know. He'd rather have Jason
than
likes, a cig.
He likes when I'm sitting at the blackjack table
with
him.
You being there. Okay, that somehow he's putting you in
Is
situation.
Anybody entertained by him today? Right, Valdez, I'm looking at you.
He's making me smile.
He is?
You want one more try?
One more. All right.
I want to pay Jason Bishop for my to fly out to Vegas, rob shirts, plus 4K. 4K to
now
come
getting,
to Vegas.
Now I'm interested.
I mean,
all right, so hold on. So what is the offer?
Bets.
What is the offer?
Okay, I'm up 4K. I will stop playing because I saw that sig and I said I'd rather have Jason Bishop.
All right, go
so
ahead.
I'll stop playing. I'll give him the 4K. He can play with the 4K, and I'll buy his airfare if he comes in tomorrow night.
Wow.
Did you fly out there by yourself? Marina didn't go?
Marina didn't come, but I didn't come by myself, but I can't tell you who I came with. It's another degenerate.
She may not be there, but Putin always sends her spies. She has people with boots on
she
the ground
spies.
There.
Yeah,
right. She does.
What, like she's worried that he's going to stray? Here. Like someone would stray
no,
with him?
No, she's not worried about that because that's physically
yeah, I'm sure
impossible.
I'm sure I'm good enough looking to stray.
Right.
Well, Rom, I appreciate the offer. Is this not going to work? Cakes might do it, though.
How much does Cakes get? 2K?
Yeah, he's not the king, so I gotta can I say something about Cakes? Everyone says Cakes is so nice. Cakes, will you get mad if I bring up something in the past about you and Cake Shark?
That's kind of vague.
Yeah, it's fine. Cakes, but I don't care. Just bring it up. Who cares?
Okay, long story short, Cakes Loan Shark. Everyone says Cakes is a nice guy. But back in the day when I borrowed money from Cakes, the only reason I did that is for attention. Everyone knows that. Okay, I didn't need the money. I burn money, but I make money.
Yeah.
So I borrowed money from
how
Cakes.
How much did you borrow from Cakes?
A substantial amount.
Right, how much, I want to know. How much did you borrow?
I'll never forget this day. I'll never forget this day.
Go ahead.
I borrowed 10K. I borrowed 10K.
Right.
Okay. Which I told Cakes, listen, Cakes, I'm going to borrow 10K. I'm gonna pay you back 10K plus 500 bucks. It's a three-day loan. Three-day loan. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how I do. Okay.
Right.
Doesn't matter how I do. I'm making five. Three days, 500 bucks. That's like 10,000% APR.
Right.
Okay. This dude, Cakes Allville, everyone thinks he's so beautiful, so
right.
nice, so
right.
kind. I called him. I said, hey, dude, I made 10K. I got your extra 500 for literally just coming to me, giving me 10K, and then getting 10K back 3 days later. I said, well, dude, you made 10K. I mean, 500 is kind of nubby.
You did say that.
Are you kidding? I mean, are you kidding? This guy is trying to retroactively get a percentage of action when he was doing a fixed rate without the risk.
He tried to change
the
terms.
He did try to change terms.
And I bet you hooked him too.
By the way, he's
You're
done
so
that
stupid.
To Rom even when Rom left a tip, right?
He just took his tip.
The difference between $5 and $10.
You're basically he just takes from you, Rom.
So hold on.
No. You guys don't even. You guys heard that story. You don't even know the actual physical movements of him. you think it's funny just hearing how he reacted? The guy literally, I pulled out. I was like, okay, he said, Rom, you're paying the $5 for the bait. I was like, okay, that's fine. Because I made like 10 G's that morning at Borgata.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm willing to get my $10. I'm like, dude, I don't have a $5. Here's the 10. He pauses. He thinks about it for like 10 seconds. He's like, hold on 1 second. We're about to leave. I'm ready to go home. This guy is analyzing how he could procure $5. And he's like, wait a minute. Because initially he said, I have no change. He said, I have no money. You have $10. You have $5. Oh, he has money. You know what he has? He has a 5 note. So he pulls out his little 5 note and says, you know what? $10 is too much for 2 days for the. I'm going to put that in. I'm going to grab your $10.
Right. All right, get back to the one where you 10K and 500. Did you actually give him more then?
No, you know what? Actually, pull back the onion or whatever the stick is on that. I have a little pride. I actually grilled him a little bit on that. I said, Cakes?
We tried to shake
you
down.
Not.
Yeah.
I did. He did. He did a little shake. I said, Cakes? When you let me,
I'm simply pointing out the fact that he would not have made that money had it not been for my seed money. Like that,
he wouldn't have had anything.
Yeah, but you would have had a deal. It doesn't matter. I felt like I was empowered enough enough to renegotiate the terms.
You know my history. Cakes, you know my history. You know my history. The likelihood was I was going to lose that 10K. Okay, so I was going to basically be in the whole 20K plus 500 that I owe you for giving me money to actually enable me to lose more money.
Now I'm the bad guy because I was the enabler.
You're kind of the bad guy.
All you were doing was begging me at all hours of the day to send you money.
All right, I think that's enough.
That's plenty. You've decided that? Okay.
What do you think?
Hey, look, I'm fine with whatever you want to do.
I tell you what, I am a little
intrigued by the offer. If it was a different...
I mean, that's a great offer.
Different time in my life, I might go, but... can't do it.
Little Weasel Rom. Every time I hear the song now, I think about
Rom. You think of him, yeah.
Every time my wife hears this song now, she thinks about stupid Rom.
I'll be honest with you.
I don't hear this song very often.
Well, I don't hear it very often, but when I do hear it, I agree with you. I think about him driving on, was it Route 45 or the Expressway.
Yeah.
And he sees that big sign, Welcome to AC.
Yep. This is his bit.
He owns this bit. Yeah. He's still on, by the way. Are you going to want to just hang up on him?
Huh? All right.
I want to give you all money. I want everyone to have money. I got a lot of money here. I want to give junk money. I want ADs, and I want a junk here. Any junk. The offer stands for anyone, even John Paul Blake.
What about AWOD? What if you might take you out to Vegas?
That's not even a tertiary hero. JP, you can come and flame me. I'll flame me like the taxi driver did.
I mean, Jake's going to Puerto Rico on Saturday.
That's right. He's leaving. That's true. I mean,
you won't cancel your trip.
It might be worth it.
Hey, bottom line, I don't think
I'm doing much this weekend.
I actually texted my wife on the taxi ride home and told my wife to call me because the taxi driver was flaming me. So please call me so I can stop the flaming. I'm willing to endure the flaming with John Paul Flame. If you want to come, John Paul Flame.
He can't. He's going out of the country. He's gone.
Yeah, it's not
going
to happen.
Okay, well.
I'm not going out of the country. Don't.
Drab Aereo.
Leaving,
drab Aereo.
Going to Puerto Rico is not out of the country.
It's not. It's a Commonwealth of the United States.
It's out of the country.
Drab Aereo. Do you want to come? Roulette. Drab Aereo. Do you want to come for roulette? Slot machines? Drab's not even here.
He's not here.
Oh, dagger. Okay.
Is there anyone else
that I can buy?
Do you want me to read a tweet at Junks Radio that came in?
You mean a hater?
First thing in the morning. I've never turned y'all off sooner.
Oh, right.
Thanks, Rom.
Hey, in other words, I'm jealous of Rom for being hooked up with the Junks, and I'm jealous of his ADs.
So, no. Here's what's happening. You're getting ADs, and we're losing real dollars. We're losing RDs.
Maybe this is a bad idea.
I can give you real. RDs. I can give you RDs if we just get. Oh, you know what? You guys, someone's just talking to me. What's up, boss? I'm good. I'll step out. Hey, dude, honestly, okay, so maybe self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
Last thing I'm going to say, self-awareness, the pit boss just told me to leave.
You're on the phone screaming.
Can you blame him?
You're on the phone screaming.
I'm screaming for ADs, I guess. They probably think I'm, like, too intoxicated. I thought I was pretty rational.
Yeah.
Hey, Rom, can you start your call from the beginning? I missed it.
I desperately know what casino is just slumming to the point where they're allowing him to come in and give them his business.
Hey, Rom, what casino, Ricky?
What casino are you at?
I'm not going to mention that.
What? No, they're not going to hear it. What casino are you at?
All right, I'm at Mandel. Ron DeLay Bay.
He's in.
That's a great casino. I don't think he's there.
He's just making it up.
Rob DeLay.
All right, we got to take a break because coming up next, Steve Sands is calling us, and he is at Royal Port Rush.
We apologize to Steve for that lead-in.
Sorry, Steve.
So we'll get the update on the Open Championship later in the program. Shane Bacon's going to join us. He's a golf guy for Fox Sports, so we can talk about that. We'll talk about the Nationals bullpen and more throughout the show here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to talk to Steve Sands from the Golf Channel shortly. And then we'll be weaving your calls in throughout the show on an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. And Steve Sands is joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline all the way from Royal Port Rush.
Steve. What's up, buddy?
Fellas, what's happening?
Look at you, world traveler over in Northern Ireland.
Well, he went from Tahoe because he was calling the American Century last weekend, and then he flew. Did you fly directly from Tahoe to Northern Ireland?
Yeah, there's a direct flight from Reno to Belfast.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, there's a stop in Dewey Beach. I know.
You
there
know
has
what
to
I
be.
Mean, Richard. You didn't go back to. Exactly. You didn't go back home. You went all the way over to England or Northern Ireland, correct?
I stopped at the Starboard for a couple of tequila crushes and then right. made yes. my way over to Belfast. No, I went Reno, Phoenix, Philly, Dublin. 3-hour drive up here to Royal Port Rush.
Oh my gosh. Kill me.
That is a travel odyssey.
What's Port Rush like? Port Rush is a really small town, isn't it?
Oh yeah, spectacular. Way up on the north side. If you look in Northern Ireland, look at the island of Ireland and Northern Ireland combined. It's all the way on the north side of it. I'm literally staring at the Atlantic, staring straight up north. It's spectacular. I mean, what a spectacular place, man. It's so cool.
So if it's such a small place, where do they put all the media members? Are you staying right there in Port Rush?
We're at a hotel probably, 10, 12 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
A place called the Bayview Hotel. You need my room number, Jace? You want to know what's going on?
If I can fly first class over there.
The hotel bar is nice. The food is very British.
Very and, average.
it's all good, man. It's all good.
Yeah, what do you eat? What do they? I don't even know. Like, what are the, what, like? What's
special? Fried foods. Got to be all fried foods.
Is that what it is?
French fries are a vegetable over here. That's the first thing.
Fish and chips.
It's unreal. I had salmon the first night. It's always safe to go with fish over here. And last night I tried a ribeye. That was
dicey. You
know, I wouldn't say it was a mistake, but it wasn't great.
Right.
Yeah, don't do that again.
But that's the end of dinners, though. We can only do dinner here, twice. And then once the tournament starts, we're on the air till 9 o'clock. We probably don't get back to the hotel till almost 11 o'clock.
Yep, long day. Well, the big story today, anyway, through the first few hours of coverage is what Rory did on one with the quad bogey. He also bogeyed three. He's 5 over through four, and that just screams to me, Steve, just putting way too much pressure on himself.
It's the great equalizer in sports, man. No matter what sport it is, if it's a team sport, if it's an individual sport, pressure is the great equalizer. And you could say Rory was playing well and is the best player in the world. But once you have the weight of the country on you, once you have all the eyeballs on you, once you have all the attention shining on you, and you're in your home country playing a major for the first time in your career, it's a lot. It's a lot to handle. Having said that, to hit an iron out of bounds off the tee is just inexcusable. That's not hitting a driver on the first tee at Augusta in the final group with Patrick Reed a couple of years ago. For him to hit an iron and smother it and hit it out of bounds left. And then, you know, almost hit one out of bounds to the right and then hit it into the garbage and then has to take another drop. He had three penalty strokes on the first hole. That's inexcusable.
It's all nerves. And it's not affecting Graham McDowell. He's
200. It is nerves. No, Graham's fine. Darren Clark was the first player to play this morning. He's from Northern Ireland. Shot even par. He's north of 50 years of age.
Right.
So it was 100% nerves on Rory's part. It's too bad. I mean, you guys know how I feel about Rory. He's a great kid. But clearly the pressure got to him on that first hole.
So I see Phil had an interesting day so far. He's only – how many holes has he played? 12 holes? He's four over. He lost all this weight in the last week or two. Clearly kind of grasping at anything to get him going. What's your take on Phil?
You think he lost 15 pounds in 6 days? Come on, man. You can't. Isn't that, like, physiologically impossible?
Yeah, I don't know what
he
did. It
didn't look like it.
You could have a colonoscopy four straight days and not lose 15 pounds.
Right.
But he lose three?
Yeah, come on.
3 pounds?
He looked a little lighter to me.
I mean,
come on.
You know.
A little bit.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, I think Phil is in a precarious time with his career. He won earlier this year at Pebble Beach.
Right.
And everybody thought, okay, well, you know, he's winning at 48 and 49 years of age. He won last year at Mexico City.
Right.
The World Golf Championship event. He won Pebble this year. I think Phil's, you know, grasping right now at straws because he's not playing great. I did not think he was going to have a good week here. He's just not sharp right now.
Mm-hmm. And then same thing sort of with Tiger, man. I was expecting nothing from him because the guy's not practicing much, not playing much these days, doesn't seem like. And then I was reading the ESPN guys, and every single one of them just wrote him off this week, you know, largely because of the cold weather and the way his back, you know, I guess, reacts to this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sound very confident in his Tuesday presser. What's sort of your take on Tiger at this point? It almost seems like he's almost disinterested.
I mean, look, not only does it sound like he's disinterested, he kind of looks disinterested. It's very odd.
It's really weird. I agree.
I don't remember. He won the Masters in 97. I got hired by the Golf Channel in 2000. So
yeah.
I've been at a lot of tournaments that he's played the last 19 years. I don't recall, and I could be wrong, you guys might know better, but I don't recall ever hearing him sound with such a lack of confidence.
Yeah,
I don't remember hearing him sound like, yeah, I'm a little rusty. I don't ever hear him say that. He used to be the opposite. He used to always say, oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. And then he'd shoot like 78. And you'd be like, why does he say I'm ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
But he's not ready to go. Now he's saying I'm not ready to go
right.
And hoping that he plays well. And maybe it's the opposite. So I don't know. He doesn't look right to me. He doesn't sound right to me. He clearly is interested. I mean, he's not disinterested, but he doesn't sound right and he doesn't look right. He doesn't walk the same. He doesn't feel the same. I'm not saying he's complacent after that victory at the Masters in April. I don't think that at all. But what I do think is his body's on borrowed time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you don't play in between the Masters and the PGA and you don't play between the the U.S. Open and the Open Championship, then clearly your body is not right. He's played 12 rounds of golf, 12 rounds since he won the Masters.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of golf at the highest level.
Well, that should tell you.
Something clearly is a little off.
Yeah, that should tell you. We talked to Steve Sands. He's over there at Portrush in Northern Ireland covering it for a Golf Channel. That should tell you that he doesn't feel right physically. And I think it's so funny how, especially in the media, everyone has flipped on him. Because everyone said the same thing after the Players, where he didn't play that well, and then he wins the Masters. He's already had a great year, in my opinion. I don't care if he makes a cut the rest of the way. No one expected him to win a major.
True, but we were hoping he was on a streak.
Everyone's flipped on him.
But here's the deal, that when you have a raised level like that, then you expect, you know, a little bit more going forward. I don't think he's taken a step back. I don't think anything like that, but like a buddy of mine was explaining to me how fusions in your back work. He's an orthopedic surgeon, and it's just he's on borrowed time. It's just a fact. It has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that he's in his almost mid 40s now, and he had his back fused, and he has a job that it's not like me and you. If we got our backs fused, we could still do our job. At some point, his body is going to give out on him. And maybe it's slowly doing that. Maybe he put everything into the Masters and all that. But I told you guys before the Masters, I didn't think he was going to win another major. But I'm not going to reverse on that. But I did say the only two he could win are the Masters and the Open. I don't think he'll ever win a PGA or US Open ever again. I think he could win Augusta because he knows the golf course so well, and so few people can play and win there. And I think that he – and that's exactly what happened. Molinari, you know, threw up all over himself. Koepka threw up on himself on 12. Ian Poulter did the same thing. Tony Finau couldn't handle the pressure. You know, Tiger was able to do that. He's done it four times. Now he's done it five. So you go to the Open Championship. This, to me, is a championship he could win. And, you know, St. Andrews is in 21. That's 2 years from now. Next year's at Royal St. George's. This year here, Royal Port Rush, clean slate, never played here before. So, to me, you know, before he gets too old, he has a couple of chances to win the Open Championship. And maybe this week is one of them, but, boy, it didn't look like it the last few days.
Well, I'd love for him to go out there and shoot 67 a day and just tell everyone to shut up.
It'd be amazing.
Hey, so getting back to
the weather's really good right now. It's not supposed to be great this afternoon. So
yeah, I've heard that. It'll be tougher
in the afternoon.
Getting back to Rory, I don't know what he did on his last hole, but do you think he can battle
he's
out of this?
Plus five.
All right, so he's still five over. Can he battle out of this and make it interesting?
No, I think that's too much to overcome.
One hole.
He's spotting the field. He's spotting the field five, six shots.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody who's playing well is at least birdieing two, which is a par five. Some guys are birdieing the first couple holes. So after five holes, when you're five over, and after five holes when a couple of other guys are two, maybe three under, you're spotting the field way too many shots. I mean, sure, he's a great player. I think when he's playing his best, he's the best player in the world. And could he go on a run and get it back to even par today? Sure. I don't think he will. I think that it's just so disheartening. I mean, you should have felt the life get sucked out of this venue when he hit that ball out of bounds on the first tee. I mean, this place was jumping when he got introduced.
Yeah.
And then he just smother hooked it like you do, Jason, off the first tee. Hit it out of bounds. And that was, you know. But, you know, maybe he'll fly to Dewey and go to Starboard to hang out and have some crushes and relax a little bit.
Hey, did you enjoy running in the bowl weekend?
I'm so old for that stuff. Yeah, it was fun. I'm old, man. I know you are.
You're
the Bulls for the kids. I'm 50, for the young.
Yeah.
No, I can hang with those guys and hang with those people. But as far as the running around and doing that stuff.
No, you can't do that.
I don't need to jump around. I don't need to stay there.
Let them run.
You don't need to go down to the ocean.
I didn't expect you to actually run. Yeah.
Who goes to the beach when they're doing?
I don't need to jump. Here's one of the advantages of getting older. Is you can stand there with your feet on the ground while you drink. You don't need to be jumping around like a jackass.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Good time.
Hey, Steve,
I'm going back on Monday, so nice. Can't wait to get back to the beach. I'll see you at Liquid Assets, Jason.
I love Liquid.
Steve, are you a Haskins start on week one guy?
You love that place.
I know. It's great.
No, I am not. You know, Case Keenum, by the way, played last week in Tahoe.
Yep. Yeah, just said he played really well.
He's a very good golfer. I was bending his ear pretty good about what's going on with the Skins.
Give us some stuff. Come on.
Give us some nuggets.
I think the Skins' best chance to play well, that their schedule's tough, but I think the best chance they have is for Keenum to start.
Right.
If they get off to a bad start and they're 1-4, 2-3, 2-3 is not bad, but if they're 1-4, something like that,
right,
then go ahead and put the kid in and let him play.
Right. Right.
You know, but I like it when guys go out. You know, like remember when Aikman went 1-15 and threw 100 interceptions, and everybody thought, "Oh, it's a mistake to put a guy out there like that." I think let him go play. Who cares what he
Agreed.
Does in his first year? He's the guy. If he's the guy, then if he has 12 touchdowns and 24 interceptions, and the Skins go 3-13, who cares? If he's out there learning, the only way to do it is to get out there and play. So. The game's not going to slow down for him while he's on the sideline. It's only going to slow down for him once he gets out on the field. So let's see what happens with Keenum and a veteran. And if it's a lost season, then let's put the kid in.
Then throw him to the Wolves. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Steve. Thanks for the time, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Enjoy it. We'll be watching you.
Anytime, fellas. Be good.
All right, Steve Sands, everybody from NBC and
the
Golf Channel.
Loves him some starboard. Loves that spot.
He loves Dewey.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
By the way, you asked what happened to Rory, and I happened to see he might end up parring the hole, but he was deep in the weeds. He was behind, like, the scoreboard.
On the first hole?
Yeah. No, on the current hole.
Oh, the hole he's got a putt for birdie, though. He's got a putt for birdie.
The only person currently with the worst score is an amateur.
Yeah.
And he's through 17 holes.
Well, correct. David Duval birdied the first two holes.
Tom Thurlaway is the only guy worse in the field right now.
David Duval birdied the first two. And, you know, David, like, plays one or two tournaments a year now. And you're like, oh, there's a feel-good story to root for. He's now three over through six. So he's five over on his next four holes, I think. Or maybe next three holes. It's brutal.
Well, I mean, it's just as much a mental game as it is physical, and obviously Rory has let the emotions get to him after one. It's hard to battle back from that.
I think it's just a constant theme with him, tournament after tournament.
Yeah.
Think about it. He hadn't won a major in 5 years.
Right. This is probably the worst place to host an Open since that's his backyard.
Yeah.
That's just a lot of pressure to put on yourself. But Graham McDowell's from the same area, and he's two under, so.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday. If you want to chime in on the Open Championship, anything else, you can on the Hadid Carpet Clean Listener Lines. Just give us a call at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nice. July 30th, it's the Fan and Friends at Atlas 42, which is in Short Pump. Looking forward to it. Hanging out Tuesday night. We're there. We're arriving in Richmond on Monday night, and we're doing our show from Redskins training camp Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning. But Tuesday evening, which is the 30th, it's the Fan and Friends at Atlas 42. So we hope you can join us. You can get tickets on the Fan's website in Richmond.
So is it like a mall, a Short Pump like a mall, Jason?
No, Short Pump is just an area.
Well, there's a Short Pump. If you Google it, it shows this town center.
Short Pump is a mall that's been around for 30 years or so. Short Pump, it's called Short Pump Town Center, basically.
Yeah.
But that's where Atlas
42 is?
Yeah, it's in that Short Pump area. Yeah. Okay. It's just a lot of hotels and restaurants and bars in Short Pump.
All right. Sized. I'm happy to be there. You know, last night I wanted to go to sleep early because I just keep going to bed 10:30, 11. So I took melatonin like an hour or two, like at 8:30. I took some CBD oil because Valdez swears it helps him sleep.
He loves it.
And then I poured myself a bourbon and Coke.
Seems like a lot.
That's a triple decker.
Two of them. Okay. To try to, I said, like, anything to get to sleep, right?
Sure.
And I got to bed at 9:30, and I think I fell asleep within about 10 minutes or so. So I did that cocktail, and I told my wife, I'll do it every night if it makes me sleep.
It's called self-medicating.
So CBD oil, melatonin, and two bourbons. Mm. Anything to go to sleep. And I woke up in the middle of the night with just the worst headache. My head hurt so bad.
That is predictable.
It's
from
the
cocktails.
It's the stupid bourbon.
It's definitely the booze.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to. So, but I think it's not like I'm gonna take the booze out of the equation. I'm gonna have to switch So I think tonight it'll be vodka.
You have one with a liberal pour.
Tonight it'll be vodka.
Like one liberal pour, not a double, though.
It's the bourbon and the coke, the sugar and whatever the darkness, whatever is in the liquor. It just
I stay away from. I can't
just
handle
terrible headache. I mean, it's not like I had a lot. I just had two.
Did you fall back asleep after?
I woke up quite a few times. Mm. You know, I made a kind of the other thing is I woke up about an hour than I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went to sleep an hour earlier.
5-6 hours
of
sleep.
Yeah, yeah. So right. Then the last hour is just kind of fitful.
Yeah.
You should have just got up and stayed up and watched the Open.
Yeah, I am tired.
Why don't you ask Valdez? Ask Valdez what he did. What that genius did last night / this morning.
What'd you do?
I set my alarm for 2:00.
To watch the golf?
And I figure if I get up, I get up. But if I, you know, hit snooze or just go back to sleep, that's fine.
And so what'd you do?
I got up. I made coffee. And I watched Darren Clark for an hour and a half.
Were you happy about that?
No. It was probably one of the worst decisions I've ever made.
Terrible.
You start your coffee at 2 a.m. How much are you going to have by the time we see the show?
I'm pounding coffee.
Crushing. And he's also despondent.
And it's the worst part about it is that it's awful planning because Tiger tees off at 10:10.
Yeah, that'd be right when you fall asleep.
Exactly.
Crash.
Right when you go home, you just crash. Yeah.
So I'll miss his round.
So here's the other thing. So then.
Got to stay up, bro.
I'm trying to watch what I eat a little bit because, you know, I went for 8 days, was eating out every day. And then with these volleyball parents were just boozing every night. And then I was in Illinois at the club and we're boozing.
Sure.
Or I was. And so I'm saying, you know, I'm cleanse a little bit. I get up in the morning and my head's throbbing. I take 2 Advil. And then I see my daughter has made chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, delicious.
So I don't know about you. But when I see freshly made chocolate chip cookies,
warm,
mind you.
Warm and
still
soft.
Still warm in the thing because they just made a few hours ago.
Amazing.
They're the best.
So I had 3 of them before I even left the house.
Good for you.
My wife is making dinner.
Enjoy life.
That's 350 calories or probably.
My wife made dinner last night, and off to the side was a small pan about this big. And I looked at it. I said, what are those?
Yeah.
She said, they're blondies. And I said, well,
blondies?
I need like 2 sellies. Of those. Brett's favorite dessert, blondies in a pan. You think I didn't have 2 or 3 of those after I was
last
done?
Night?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like I started my day just terribly. Like at every turn, like a headache. 3 cookies, tired. It's like it's already a fail.
I'm jealous.
What, with the 3 cookies?
Yeah, should have brought some in.
I think they're going to be pissed that I ate them.
Now, you're probably going to sleep through Tiger, just like Valdez. You guys will be in deep REM sleep at about 10:30.
No, I'll be. I'm going to go down. I got to run off the 3 cookies.
Okay, good.
I'll be downstairs trying to burn off the 300 calories. And then I'll be at a net neutral for the day.
Right.
Won't even be like I did anything.
Just live your life.
I'm trying to.
Are we going
to
be in a beach body contest?
No, I just want to be alive. Just want to be alive. That's all.
A cookie's not going to do it.
3 cookies?
This is what I always think. There are so many big fat hurtings who are like 70, yeah, 75,
made
80
it.
Years old. You're like, yeah. How did that happen?
That's not true. There are not that many big fatties that are 75.
Oh,
I see obese people and I go, you're like, your number's going to get pulled at any moment.
That's what I think. But I'm telling you, I don't see
that
old hurt things all the time.
I see old people. I don't see old fatties. Like some of these people, just you could see their blood pressure.
Yeah.
They're not long for this world. They're not long for this world at all. No chance.
Well, I'm going to work off those blondies by hopefully stacking chips and hitting the lucky table at MGM in about 4 hours. That's my plan, to whittle away the calories.
Why'd you decide to go today?
Today is just a perfect day
to pick up his bullet.
Today, pick up my monthly stipend as the poker ambassador, and I need to see some flops, too. It's just perfect. It's going to be 94 degrees outside. Not doing anything outside today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be 94. It's going to feel like 104.
Went to the pool yesterday, and it was slightly refreshing, but the pool water felt like
90.
Felt like bath water.
Oh, I like that. I like it when it's like a hot tub.
I like it when it's a little bit crisp. Not super cold, but a little more refreshing than it was yesterday.
I like it if you peed in it, it would actually be cold. Like I like it to be warm.
Sure. Well, then that pool would have been for you.
Right.
You would have been all about it.
But now I feel like we're in that zone where it's just going to storm every night, right? Because it's so hot. Like last night,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think every night we're going to get that.
Maybe chances, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, but just enough to.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are going to be all tickling 100 degrees every single day.
Yeah, this weekend's going to be brutal. Yeah.
I think it'll storm every night then. That'd be my guess. Is this what it does around here?
I hope.
Yeah.
I love storms.
You still go
sat
out
on my porch last night.
You did?
Storming. Oh, yeah.
Did you pour yourself a cocktail?
Of course.
Poured yourself a
stiffy. What'd you pour? You're always a vodka guy.
I had vodka and
soda.
A little water and a little splash of Red Bull.
So you woke up in the middle of the night with a headache. I actually was awoken last night because my wife went to the J-Lo show last night. Uh-huh. And man, she couldn't have been raving more.
You're kidding.
I think she would leave me for J-Lo if that was, that was a possible thing.
Where was that?
At Capital One.
Wow, Capital One. She went Capital One Arena? That's
shocking
to me. She
went with five other ladies.
There are actually people there.
Packed.
That's crazy.
That is just blows my mind.
She went until 10:30.
Like, is it like mostly Latinos that go? I mean, is it a cross section?
I don't think it was mostly Latinos.
Yeah. I just don't know anybody that goes to the J-Lo show.
Yeah, packed. Well, I mean, she's doing arena after arena after arena.
A friend of mine went and spent $1,000 on the meet and greet tickets.
What?
Too.
Why, for the kid or for,
for her?
Your friend, Rich. Rich doesn't know what to do with the money.
I mean, they got money, but it was my buddy's wife, and he wasn't happy about it.
She wanted to meet J-Lo so bad, she burned $1,000.
Correct.
And she's a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, like, she's 50 years old.
Here's my theory.
She's got something wrong with
her. J-Lo.
I don't know her.
I would have been so bitter if my wife did that.
What, is there some sort of brain defect or something?
I couldn't believe it.
You think that celebrity cares about you? You're 50 years old.
No. She just wanted to take a picture with her.
Picture. I think,
$1,000 picture?
Here's my theory on J-Lo.
I'll give her a picture for $100.
And I have no idea the percentage of men in the audience.
Get on Cameo.
My wife went with five other ladies. Women like to dress up and have like these outings for people like J-Lo. So J-Lo, to me, younger version of Cher. Like, I've been at MGM National Harbor when Cher was there for a show. And Cher comes every year for a week and crushes it. And everybody dresses up like Cher. It's a big thing. But that's for
like a Madonna concert.
So J-Lo, Madonna, those type of people. You get the ladies together, girls' night out. They go out, have a good time. They dance.
Very nice.
Well, let me ask you this. They don't take this the wrong way. I'm just asking you. So, like, Madonna has a big gay following, right? So a lot of gay guys are into Madonna, whatever. That's the is there an element of that with J-Lo? Does she have
that
kind of following?
I would guess no.
Is it just women? All women?
That's my guess. From watching the little videos that Jess took.
Is J-Lo's butt, like, if you saw her in person, is it outrageous?
Probably.
Is it like a Kardashian, like,
I don't think
outrageous?
I don't think it's as big as that.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I know Jess, she looks amazing on these Instagrams, but what's Photoshop? What's real?
You're looking at that big butt.
Like, if you see her, really, is it like, oh, my God, it's outrageous?
I think she's got a fantastic body.
You think it's fantastic?
Yeah.
You don't think it looks like,
especially when she's
like
on
a
tour,
school bus?
Especially when she's on tour and she's burning a million calories per night? Yeah, she probably looks fantastic.
Yeah.
But you'd have to pay me a lot of money to go to a J-Lo concert.
I'm with you.
I can't fathom
it. Big chunk of money. Four figures minimum.
But your friend paid $1,000 for meet and greet. Thanks to Jim Van Stone, my crew paid a vippy.
Very nice. Look at
that.
That
to a dog.
Jim Van Stone.
No, but not for the meet and greet. Just
train.
The show.
No,
the show.
Didn't do a meet and greet.
Yeah, just the show.
Well,
solid.
Man, I just don't even know what you would do in a meet and greet. I mean, it's just
you take an awkward picture
and you're there for a second.
Like cattle, and it's just it's totally not worth it.
I mean, I remember we've known the guys from OAR for years.
Yeah.
I mean, I've texted the guys and we're friends. But when we brought our family in for like the picture before the show, it's like you're huddled in and out in 2 seconds.
That's the way it works.
Those are my friends.
Yeah. But that's you know what it is? It's just a side revenue stream for them.
Yeah, of course.
They're not making any money, you know, selling records at this point. So you got to do the meet and greets, the VIP hookups.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we need to get the phones going because Rom couldn't have killed Open Line Thursday.
Open Line Thursday without Rom.
It's officially dead.
Yeah, without Rom, please.
800-636-1067. You can get into the Nationals. Bullpen blew it again last night. They have a huge four-game series with the Braves kicking off tonight. You can chime in on that. The Open Championship, Tiger Woods tees off at 10:10 this morning. We'll get into all that next here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.